Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Buck Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Are you going to give a good morning or what, dude?
Shh.
Come on.
We got technical problems.
We have no technical problems. The only thing is you that's not paying attention again.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming to you live right here from inside the broadcast studios at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the Master Bub. And there's Robin. Say good morning, Robin.
But not your Robin.
Robin.
Yes. Good morning, Robin. Robin is our in-house producer and killing it out here, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming to you on a beautiful, sunny South Florida morning.
You're killing it Bubba style.
You're killing it Bubba style. Right on, man.
But not your Robin.
That's correct.
This Robin. Our Robin, but not your Robin.
Yes. My Robin's here and there. Good morning, everybody around the world. You are listening to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Good morning, Bub. How are you?
Doing really good so far, man. It's Saturday morning. I don't know what today is.
Just Saturday honest, morning.
It's like the 28th, 29th, or yes, something. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Sorry, Robin. That's We're playing right. Footsie under the table here in case you guys can't see it. We are. Oh, that feels good.
Right
a
here
little lower.
Inside the state-of-the-art broadcast studios, Bob.
So, yeah, man, it's, you know, it's a good morning so far. You know, the weather's not too bad here. It's been beautiful the past couple of days in South Florida. It's been, man, dude, it's been like in the mid-70s. It's freaking beautiful, dude. The breeze has been incredible, like 15, 20-mile-an-hour gusts. Listen to me over here. Here I go with my weatherman talk again. I'm just going to stop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
carry on.
This weather segment is brought to you by Bubba the Meteorologist. Bubba, after today's news, please take us into the weather.
No, I'm done with the weather thing.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. Ladies and gentlemen, huge banner weekend for us. A lot we're going to talk about. Pay attention to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. The SEMA products will be going up for sale. We're going to be talking a lot about SEMA in just a moment. The one and only Miss Outlaw Boutique, the most unique boutique in the world. The Outlaw is loose, both of them, Robin and Layla, in Abacoa, Florida. We are going to have the beautiful, the stunningly beautiful Robin on the air with us at the 9:45 last quarter of the hour there. They have some incredible great stuff going on down there. We're going to be talking about all of that great stuff that they're doing. Miss Outlaw Boutique on the web, 561-660-6695. Monster Energy. Monster is energy done, Bubba style. The SEMA Car Show. We're going to talk to you about the brand new, the absolutely brand new release of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA video that our new television production crew, LGW Media Works, Dan and Jason, put together in no time at all. Where you can see it, this thing is on fire. It is the world's only 603 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang, 2.3-liter, four-cylinder, and it's on its way out. We'll be hearing from Reggie, who's standing on the fishing pier right now at Turbinetics. The car is on its way out with Greg, our driver in the BEM tractor trailer, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's insane, dude. You know, Greg left, when did he leave? He finally left. His plan was to leave at 3 a.m.
Didn't happen.
Friday
18
morning,
hours later,
so
that grumpy bastard whining and crying.
So probably 16 hours later or so after that, he left about 4 or 5 last night p.m. So he left. He got up the road, man. Everything's taken care of. Everything's set to go. And, you know, we're looking forward to it, man. We've got, you know, not only all the sponsors out there that we're hooking up with, but, you know, just everybody out there that's going to be super, super fun to get out there and have fun with. We've got all the big builders in the industry, our fans, celebrities. I mean, everything you can imagine. We're going to have a great time.
Talked to Jody Foose last night. She's not going to be out there, but she love, Bob, the BEM SEMA official release video. Ladies and gentlemen, that video was put up on our website last night. The quality and content you see, Bub, exclusively in there. Good morning to Larry Williams out there wishing us good luck. Mark Hoffman, good morning. How is everything? He says we've still got a little echo. That may be on your end. It's not in the studio side. And Lewin Hayden out there in Ozark, Missouri, good morning. How are you? The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Turbinetics Mustang, 2.3-liter stock block, 603 horsepower, rear wheel Mustang is on the way to SEMA right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it was great, dude. It's, you know, getting that build done was super awesome, and you know, it looks incredible, dude. You know, we've had so many people that have seen that car behind the scenes.
Stunning,
you know, local friends, you know, all the Marlins that have seen it, dude. So it's
how about Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers?
Yeah,
he and his wife Jody are drooling over the car, man.
Yeah, it's you know, it turned out really well, and you know, a lot of people have seen the car. You know, a lot of our close friends, a lot of our close clients have all seen it, and it's literally, man, it's jaw dropping. The pictures, the photography, even as good as those are, still just don't do it.
No, Bub, and that's what everybody says, that the pictures just simply don't do it. A lot of people have asked, Bub, and I even mentioned it here in our intro, what does it take, man, to kind of get you there? In fact, Dan and Jason were here from LGW Media Works. For those of you who don't know, we have entered into a new television contract, both digital and network, with these guys. They come to us with a very strong background in the television entertainment industry. We have been burnt many, many times by so-called producers and television executives. These guys brought an A-game, Bub. They have done everything they said they were going to do. Contractually, there are some things we are still finishing through. Our attorneys got the contract, polishing everything up.
Yeah.
But these guys got out here, did this beginning documentary of our story, okay, and had the and filmed, did a special segment with you walking around the car with the sponsors, showing the car, and they had that back in your hands in 12 hours. The quality, the audio, and the production work is better than any of our network television ever done before.
Yeah, man, it's you know, it's super cool, dude. That link went live last night on YouTube. You know, it is official too. So we have yeah, it's, the thing's going insane already. It's been up for, you know, 8-10 hours already, and it's already taken over
thousands of views.
It is official now. As of last night, we actually were given our own direct YouTube channel.
Yep.
Because of the number of subscribers and views that we have,
and it's monetized now.
Yeah, boosting and boasting over 30,000 views just last night alone. So we officially have youtube.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. So again, we've continued to talk about it, just taking over that social media marketing side.
Yep.
You know, and it's just continuing to grow. So we're having a lot of fun with it, man. And it's, you know, it's coming together really strong for us.
Shout out to all you haters who tried to keep us down. Where are we at now? Bring your A game, baby. Talk about it, Bubs.
I just deleted someone's comment on accident.
Did you really?
I did, dude. I tried to give them a thumbs up and I double tapped and I deleted.
Yeah. How about them haters, Bub?
Hey, man, it happens, dude.
Gotta love them, right?
I just let them keep on talking.
I hear you, man. Good morning to Miss Robin, who is watching us. One of the owners of Miss Outlaw Boutique, the very stunningly tall, jaw-dropping, beautiful Robin. Robin's going to be calling in. They have two great things going on down at Miss Outlaw Boutique. Bub, they have the gift baskets that we featured on the Thursday episode, which is absolutely amazing. On top of which, they've got all new clothes that have come in. What those guys are doing over there, the store has been revamped. All new, and it's only been there for a year, so they put a whole new fit and finish on it because Layla can't sit still like Robin, right? Then they bring in these gift baskets that they're doing, all cellophane wrap. It's stunning. And each one of these wraps are handmade. Then they jump into the Las Vegas Victim Fund because they're very charitable ladies. And we're going to be talking about that as well. They're doing a wine tasting and painting day over there where you get a glass of wine. $45 gets you in the door. It gets all of your materials, Bub, a wine glass. The professional painters will be there and you paint your wine glass. The proceeds after everything is paid for all go to the Las Vegas Victims Fund. It's really cool. There's a lot of people knocking on the door already. And it's a limited, first come first serve type thing. So it's pretty cool, man, what those guys are doing over there.
Yeah. I think I'm actually going to show up there.
I'm going
and,
to as well.
You know, I'm going to have some fun and, you know, see how it turns out. You know, it's going to be, I know it is just a ladies only event, but I will go. I'm just going to go and, you know, stop in, hang out, maybe have a beer from Jumbie Bay and just, you know, chill and stir up some trouble while the girls are having their little wine painting party.
Sure, man. Hey, Lewin, good
morning.
I'll
be the guy at the front of the class that lays against a board with no clothes on.
I'll be painting
all this.
Yeah, with a little white sheet kind of hanging over you.
Oh, for sure. Like one, a toga or whatever those things are called.
Sack hanging out.
For sure.
Leg propped up.
Yes.
Okay, paint this.
It's going to look more like.
But the problem is it's going to be Robin that's up there. This Robin here that's going to be up there.
Yes, this
I'm
Robin.
I'm his stud double.
Good morning, Lou and Hayden, who's saying, who is telling us that the best flavor of Monster, the new grape, is what's missing. How about that? Bub saw that and responded to it. Lewin, I am off. Well, yes, Monster is the best energy drink out there, and the grape is by far the best. I haven't tried the new Hydro, Lewin. If you have, let me know. I'd like to know what your thoughts are. We're waiting for those to come in. Jeff Corsi, Morpheus, he looked at the video this morning. You guys are going to win an award for that car. It's really cool. I like how you changed the checkered floor to with the theme. Nice work all the way around. Jeff, thank you very much. Jeff is one of our good friends with Morpheus out there. But I'll talk about it.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what, too. It's you know, it's funny, too, because Jesse, we have had him. Were you saying Jeff or Jesse?
Jeff, but we are partnered now up with Jeff and Jesse.
Yes, okay. I wasn't really paying attention there. I was focus on the Monster thing. So it's funny because when we were doing this build, you know, those guys know, Jeff and Jesse both know from Morpheus that they're very design oriented guys. They can look at something and have a vision, you know, hence Morpheus Wraps, right? These guys are, they're very knowledgeable. They're very intelligent guys, and
which will now, Bub, become Undercover Tent and Wrap.
Yes. So, you know, they can look at something, they can see the vision, but you know, it just shows that they saw it not only from a car standpoint, but they saw it in the floor. And it shows how, you know, you can see that strong, you know, complementing mindset and style right there alone, because nobody knew that I literally had a floor done specific for the photo shoot of this car.
And you did in red and black, Bub, to match the car. I'm going to have Jeff call in and talk a little bit about it. But you have the floor, the checkered floor in black and red. If people will go out to the Bubba's Exotic or the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page and the website and our YouTube channel, you will see this car. It will lock your heels drop tight. I mean, and the floor jumps right up and matches the car, Bub. Stunning the way we pulled that together.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen this thing yet, man, it's, we've had multiple magazine photo shoots already done for this car, featured number one in Jupiter magazine. Doug has had the release of full VIP media access on that car since day one, since we rolled it here from Ford directly. So stay tuned for all of that you guys are going to be seeing go up on social media, on the web, in Jupiter magazine as well, on the In Jupiter app. That's a phenomenal thing, dude. I love that app, because if you don't have your hands on a hard copy, you can just download the app and get right to your point.
It's right there, Bub.
So there's never a loss, right? So, you know, all that stuff is coming together really well. But if you haven't seen the latest video and release of that car, go out to our website at bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Scroll down, click our YouTube, click the subscribe button, 110%. If you guys want to see some live action stuff, behind the scenes shots, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you will get notified on everything that we do live in your pocket.
Good morning to the rally car driver and world rally champion, Gio Hammerbeck.
Gio.
Who joins us live. Bub, can you tell us, I don't want to release too much about it, but we will be receiving the new BMW, I think, January?
Yeah, man, we've got a lot of stuff in the works behind the scenes right now. You know, we've got so much stuff going on between not only BMW, but also with the guys at Ford right now. So we have two burners going. We will see which one comes through. But it is going to take Team BEM to a completely new level starting here, probably first quarter of the year. So super excited for that, man. SEMA was a big one for us. And, you know, as it is for any great builders out there, even just fans, you know, the exhibitors, all the people to go out there and check the stuff out. And you know, this is literally your chance to make or break or set the trend for the following years.
Yeah, there's no more drama.
Can't even roll back time, you know?
That's it. You know, this has been a banner year, Bub. At the beginning of the year, we set up for certain goals. You and I had a meeting the last week of, we had an officers meeting the last week of December. There was one goal we did not accomplish this year, and that was get a new trailer. However, we replaced that one particular goal with so many other wonderful, stellar things that we couldn't have ever even seen coming.
Yeah.
I really, Bob, would like to take just a moment, if I could. I want to thank all of our guys. Gio will be in the seat of either a new Ford Focus or a BMW. Pete Pavacqua, the head of the PGA, has signed a huge contract with BMW, and they are in negotiations to bring a car forward for us. It's a huge, huge step forward for our rally team.
Yeah, it's you know, it's exciting, man. We've got again, we've built so many great relationships over the years, and even more so in the past, you know, 4, 5, 6 months, in building this SEMA build for Precision Turbo and Engine. And the car is just, it's stupid, dude. I mean, when you look at this thing, when you hear the car run, when you see the overall theme and design of it, man, it's, it's literally just, man, it's like when you step around this thing, it's hard to look at a car unless you're looking at something that's already built and ready to go. Like you go and you see cars like Lamborghinis, you see cars that are Ferraris, you see
dime a dozen here.
You see the high-end rides like that are already so well built from the manufacturer. There's really not much you do to them. You know, when we talk about them, when we do the work on them here at BEM, it's literally just mild things that you do. You do maybe an exhaust, you do an intake on them. They've got more power than you need. So it's like you just do that for sound. And some performance, you throw some wheels and tires on them if you really want to set them off right, lower them down maybe an inch, and, do some tint on them. That's really all you plan on doing on those high-end rides, right, because they're so well-themed and well-built. Well, that's almost like what you get when you look at the SEMA build for Precision Turbo. I mean, when you look at this thing, the car is done. You just look at it. And
it'll drop your jaw. It'll drop your jaw.
There's nothing you walk around the car, and this, I feel like this is, coming from me as a designer builder, but even if I could step back out of my own person and look at the car from a different point of view, it's literally a car that you don't need to do anything else with. It's, the exterior matches the interior, matches the suspension, matches the motor. You open the trunk, you open the hood, you open the doors, you get that same touch of a little bit of this, a little bit of that all the way through. It's very consistent, very clean, and it's just, it's amazing, dude.
I'm going to go through a list of the partners here. Bub, you spoke to your sister this morning, Jessie, who has never seen that car before. I asked her to call in and share what she thinks based on the video. Once again, she worked with the business for many, many years. She's a very car-oriented girl. She's like a Christy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And she, it blew her out of the water. We're going to hear her. We're literally going to hear her feelings, her comments about the car here in just a minute.
Yeah, and she hasn't seen that car since day one. And she's seen nearly every car I've built in 15 plus years, 20 years.
Larry Williams wants to know if we put the car on the dyno. Yes, Larry Williams. In fact, we have. Good morning to one of the best upholsterers in the world today, with a just a talented eye for everything. Anybody in the Mid-Atlantic region or should be looking to go to Sunnyside Surf Shop up there with Larry Williams. He's an amazing guy. Larry, the original build called for by Reggie at Turbinetics, a 500 horsepower stock block, no internal modification, EcoBoost Mustang, which would be something the world had never seen before. The official number when it dialed out on the dyno was, Bub?
597 rear wheel horsepower.
Done. Bingo.
Which is, by the way, Larry, it's as you know, that's a pretty comfortable number. In today's world, 500-600 horsepower is fairly basic. When you talk about today's cars, you talk about today's Z06s, Demons, Hellcats. I mean, these things are coming out 600-800 plus horsepower, stock, mass production, 50 state legally, emission compliant. When you talk about it, though, those are 8-cylinder, I mean, raw horsepower, just churning numbers, man. But if you talk about this and the fact that it is half of that size animal, it is a 4-cylinder, 2.3 liter EcoBoost pulling 26 miles to the gallon on average, laying down that much horsepower, plus an 8,000 RPM redline. That's a totally different ballgame.
Animal. Jeff, good morning. Are you on the air with us live? Bubba's Exotic Motorsports doing it Bubba style with number one radio.
Are
you with us, brother?
I'm here, guys. I'm here, guys. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
What's up, Jeff?
How are you, Jeff? How is everything, man?
Good, man. It's great. Man,
good,
what a car.
Man, what a car.
Nice job.
Thank you.
Nice job.
Ladies and gentlemen from around the world, Jeff from Morpheus Designs, who is one of our business partners here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And also, a lot of people don't know this. Jeff is a very, very, he's not only one of the founders or the founder with his brother of Morpheus Designs, he is an extremely successful Gulfstream pilot. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Great, guys. Actually, just got home last night. Good to be here.
Where were you flying to this time, Jeff?
Oh, I just did a New York. Chicago running back.
How was it? How was the run?
Oh, great.
A little cold in Chicago.
It's winter, man.
Oh, God damn it, man. So you got to see, because you are a partner in, you are a major title sponsor in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetic SEMA Mustang. What did you think of the car?
Man,
it makes me want a Mustang.
First saw that
car a few months ago when you guys started it.
And I thought it looked cool then.
But now it looks like a Transformer movie.
Isn't it? How about that sweet European fat booty Bub put on her? Amazing, isn't it?
Hey, Jeff, that thing's got a booty on it, dude. I'm telling you. Get down low and check that thing out. It's like, oh, my God.
So soft and round, too.
It does look cool, man.
Doesn't it?
I like all the accents you do with the red and the black.
It's just stunning. The whole design theme was carried off. I mean, just stellar. I was talking to Jody Foose about it last night, and she was just blown away by it, man.
That's cool. How'd you get those tires in the back so big?
Oh man, let me tell you, that took some working, Jeff. That was part of the build, was to, you know, get it as, I wanted to make it as aggressive as I could, but not make it so over the top that it's like, keep, you know, people kind of turn away and like, oh, it's a little too much, you know? Mm-hmm. So first thing I did was, you know, of course, going with this wide body that we got sent in from Duraflex. It's considered their grid 8-piece kit. So it comes with everything for the front bumper, the front fenders, the rear bumper, the rear fenders, or the rear quarters. So it comes with everything you need to install the kit. And it is good for an additional 3 inches of exterior width to the car. So on, let's say, you know, Mustangs, for example, the average tire fitment that people typically run on those cars is like a 20x9 and a 20x11. So, you know, you can do the quick numbers in your head, add 3 inches to those. So you got, you know, 12-inch wide front, and you've got 15-inch wide rear. So there's my numbers, you know. So I wanted to stretch that thing as far as I could, get as much meat under it as I could, but totally full functional, you know. So there's no rubbing, no scrubbing. And the biggest part of it, dude, was literally I could have gone more, but I had to keep it as tight as I could in terms of trailer width as well, because I had to factor in getting this thing inside of our trailer, which, by the way, just barely cleared, Jeff, by maybe a freaking inch on either side.
And what's funny, Jeff, is Bub had to do all it. You're a very detailed guy, man. You know, you fly these heavy, heavy, high-end, you know, multi-million dollar Learjets or Gulfstreams all over with the biggest names in the world, celebrities. So detail and precision is everything for you, just like you and your brother do with every vehicle you wrap, because Morpheus Designs is by far the premier wrap and tint shop in the world. That's why we're going to join forces with them moving into 18, Bub. But Jeff, what he had to do is figure out these dimensions without the body kit installed, you know, with no wheels and tires. And Jeff, it was spot on. I've never seen something so mathematically precise.
That came out cool, man.
I'm also wondering how you're pulling all that power out of a force on it.
Dude, that's what the world wants to know right now.
So that is literally that is kind of like the goal of what we're shooting for, you know, because of course, I mean, let's not go crazy with it. This thing is utilizing all off the shelf components. That was the goal and the parameter that Precision set forth for me on this car, and that it had to be, at the end of the day, it had to be like a do it yourselfer kind of deal. So, you know, for other builders out there, you know, this thing has to be able to be, you know, what you see is not going to be a concept car that never comes to the marketplace. This is literally a car you're looking at that every component, every piece, everything from the turbocharger to the intake, to the front mount intercooler, to the blow off valve, to, I mean, literally every part that is on that car is going to be a 50 state legal, fully purchasable, order it, stick it on, whether it's a, you know, do it yourself or on the weekend, whether it is another big builder in the industry, guys can pick up the phone, call and place the orders and just get the parts and put them right on. And it was a matter of taking all these bigger name brands, you know, CPE for the air fuel delivery side, getting Turbonetics Precision for the turbocharger side, Borla for the exhaust side, getting all those components together, dialing them in and making sure that they work hand in hand, and then producing something that's reliable and does what it's supposed to do at the end of the day, which is buy it off the shelf, stick it on the car, and it works.
What's a standard eight cylinder? Have you driven the two?
Yeah,
totally different. Yeah, it's you know, it's two totally different animals, man. It's and that's a good question, because I talk about that all the time, you know, and the fact that, you know, 600 horsepower in today's world, Jeff, is honestly, it's fairly basic. It's a common number now. So, you know, most people aren't blown away with it, but when you consider the fact that it is, you know, the most part power to weight ratio, so that car is probably eight 900 pounds lighter than a factory, let's say GT350R, which is, you know, just at 500 horsepower. So it's got more horsepower than, you know, the factory performance GT350Rs, which is, you know, the big number cars. Those are $70,000-$80,000 cars rolling right off the floor mass production. Granted, they can go way deeper when you do intakes, exhaust, tuning. But, you know, when you compare that power to weight ratio, man, it's totally different. You know, the way the car comes on, it's not a raw horsepower feel that you have. And you're familiar with this because you have, you know, the Porsche, the twin turbo setup. So you're, you know, familiar with the way turbos come on and, you know, you feel that power band as it starts to kick in. And that's exactly what this thing does, man. It just,
you have no lag in that turbo.
It comes on so strong, Jeff, from, you know, 2,500 RPM all the way up to seven, that it's just, it's everything you can to just keep this thing in a straight line.
And what's more is, Jeff, Bub is the designer and innovator of the SSX concept Camaro in conjunction with Turbinetics. This was their second build they asked Bub to do. And that V8 laid out 1,176 horsepower, second run, second stage. We did two national tours with that car. It was brutally fast. But this little pony has its own personality and equal quickness, if not a little bit quicker, coming up off the line. It's just a completely different animal to build.
That's cool. Are you guys going to be broadcasting live from FEMA with this?
Yes.
Yeah, for sure, Jeff. We're going to, you know, and I've kind of been trying to push on people to, you know, make sure that they're following our page, whether it just be, you know, our YouTube channel directly or our Facebook one. Facebook is where we will be doing all of our live streams from SEMA directly. We have autograph appearances to do in almost every sponsor's booth, so we'll be doing those. We will be doing live from there. It starts October 31st. We will be 3 hours behind. So we'll, you know, we'll make sure that we select an appropriate time so it's comfortable for all of our crew out here on the East Coast as well. And, you know, really, and for fans all around the world, man, there's so many guys' eyes on this thing. When we literally did, Jeff, I don't know if you saw it, the first unveil of this video, which was on, I want to say it was Thursday morning, just a couple of days ago, we did the final unveil on our live stream. For the first time in history, we literally had, Jeff, 27,000 viewers watching it live, which is incredible, dude.
Yeah, it was big.
Wow. That's impressive, guys. That's impressive, guys. I can't wait to see what happens. It makes me want to win an award, too.
Yeah, that's funny, too. That's what Bub's sister was saying this morning. She's not a Ford person either. You know, we don't discriminate against brands. But, you know, this has been an absolute first. And she was just blown away. She thought it was a European ride at first.
So cool. So cool.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Jeff, thank you so much for calling in. You have been a wonderful part of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports explosive growth this year. We love you to death, my friend. And there is a big, big year in front of us coming up.
Glad to help, guys.
Glad to be a part of it.
Take care, buddy.
Bye. Bye.
You know what our echo may be? It may be out in the hallway. Is it coming out from behind us there? It's out in the hallway. You need to shut that monitor down.
Hey, Craig, is there audio playing out there? Can you turn it down somewhere?
Yeah, that's our echo, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, turn that sucker off.
Yeah.
Okay, so we just found our audio. We actually have in our VIP area of our main facility, our admin offices.
The show broadcasts live out there as well.
Yeah, I just heard it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the echo we're picking. The microphones.
Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah, the microphones we use here in the studio are top notch. They're concert quality microphone, omnidirectional mics. So I can literally hear Bub in his office 100 feet down the hallway with the door closed when people speak. So an audio pickup out there. Thank you, everybody, for letting us.
Yeah, but stop talking and see if it echoes.
What? Craig says, you guys rock. Thank you, Craig, very much.
Yeah, I think we got it. So sorry about that, guys. If that was the echo everybody's been dealing with for the entire show, we apologize. Some dick knocker out there probably turned the volume all the way up.
Anybody who'd like to call in, 714-242-5166, 714-242-5166, and talk to us live on the air. The mics are open now. I'm watching the studio now. I know Bub's sister's going to call in. She's going to talk a little bit about it. The beautiful Robin's going to be calling in from Miss Outlaw Boutique. Reggie's going to be calling in. You just heard from one of our sponsors there, Jeff over at Morpheus. Wonderful, wonderful people, man.
You know what, too, man? It's, you know, we've been working so much. You know, most people don't understand what it takes to build a car like this.
Oh, they'll beat you all down and everything.
You know, the enormity of it and what it's going to bring to the table.
Why isn't my car finished? Why don't you get done with this? Why
don't we'll check it out because this is my future and my career.
Pack your car and go.
Not another car that'll do nothing for me in 6 months.
Exactly.
So being selfish, yes, don't care. My company.
Don't care anymore. Yeah, my business.
So I'll tell you what, the building that car was insane. We had so many sponsors that stepped up to the plate. And, you know, we had to make everybody proud. You know, we weren't just going to, you know, make the focal point on BEM. We wanted to make sure that everybody that put their love and support into this car got exactly that. And I think it shows from start to finish, not only from a product placement on the car, but the way that the products were installed and designed and themed on the car. So it does represent very strong, all the way down to the autograph pictures, all the way down to
the beautiful
signboard that is with the car.
And above, if people will send us their address, if they will send it to sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, we will autograph one of the pictures and send it to you.
Yeah, man, that'd be awesome. If, you know, all you guys out there, fans, listeners, friends, whatever, just, you know, send us just to our email address, sales@bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Just send us a quick, you know, hey, here's my address. We will sign an official SEMA 17 Precision Turbo autograph pick for you guys.
Send it to you free of charge.
Yeah. Julie did an incredible job over at Precision putting together all of the, you know, the marketing displays for the entire car. I mean, I'm talking literally, we literally have custom emblems on this car. We haven't even done full releases of those photos yet. If you guys watch close enough in the videos, you'll see some emblems on that car that just don't look like stock emblems. That is all from Julie at Precision Turbo and Engine. She did an incredible job with it, man. A lot of back and forth with her on it. And it was actually kind of funny because she did tell me at one point, she was like, Bub, I got to be honest with you. You're a really good designer. Like, I think this is on our 74th email. She's like, you're an incredible designer. It always shows. But I got to tell you, stop putting stuff on this board. It looks full. And I was like, fine, Julie, just go print the things.
It's crazy, too, Bub, because it's not just the build side of it. It's all of the exhausting hours behind the scenes from a marketing
everything.
Perspective.
I mean, T-shirts, comp cards, photos, photographs, photo shoots, you know, getting the flooring done in the facility just for the photo shoot.
Coordinating.
You know, just getting all that coordinated, set up, the guys in place to do it. Robin was here at 5 in the morning almost every day going out,
doing
getting
photo
photos,
shoots.
Getting video editing, yeah, you know, editing up the car. So it's, you know, you guys will have to just wait tuned, stay just wait till you see what is going to come out of all the edited side. This thing has just begun.
It's only begun. I'm going to take a moment to give a big shout out to every one of our sponsors out there who are part of this. I'm going to try it without my glasses here. I think we're going to get away with
it. Oh, boy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody that was part of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Turbinetics Precision Turbo Mustang. It is the world's only 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost ever produced. I want to thank the following sponsors, if I may please. CPE, Precision Turbinetics, Steed Autosports, Kenny Letsum over at American Racing, Pat at Palm Beach Plating. How about the great guys, Sam Piazza over at Duraflex and Carbon Creations, also known as Extreme Dimensions, ladies and gentlemen. JP at Watson Racing, Stephen Liu over in California at Nitto Tire USA, Gregory Ortega right here in our backyard, owner of Tire Kingdom with Nitto, and also Dave Myers, regional sales manager over there. Both Jeff and Jesse over at Morpheus. How about the lovely Lisa over there at Borla? And we got to give a big shout out to Nick and Tara at Dio Dynamics. Caller, good morning. You're on the air with us.
Hey, Thomas, Dan.
Hey, Thomas, Dan.
Dan, good morning. The
morning,
producer
Dan.
Of our new TV show, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports and LGW Media Works have joined forces to bring forth the brand new Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Doing It Bubba Style TV show. Dan, good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. How are you
doing? Doing well. How are you guys?
Wow, man. That video is phenomenal, Dan.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Oh, thank you guys.
Are you guys from Vegas already?
So our schedule is this, Dan. We have no idea.
I don't know where the hell I am right now.
So right now, Dan, we are in the main facility or the broadcast studio here at the facility in Jupiter, Florida. We fly out tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, we fly out to Vegas, and then we will do so. We'll just start going live tomorrow, you know, building the hype and all the fun for, you know, the SEMA show, which starts, it officially opens Tuesday morning. Discovery's Velocity Channel is doing that live as well. So there will be some crazy interviews going on there of the rides and big builders that are in SEMA this year. So, you know, everybody can stay tuned for that as well. But on our Facebook page. We will be doing multiple live streams as we go throughout the days at SEMA.
That's awesome.
The video, I can't tell you, you know, you guys had no time at all. It was crunch time.
Oh, yeah.
You guys got in here, I think it was what, Thursday afternoon? Friday, the video was cut, edited, and in our hands. That tells you the quality of this production team. I don't think we've ever, even on our 6 years of network television, we're aligned with such a technologically advanced production house with that kind of quality, man.
Listen, man, it, you know, Dan, you guys, everybody over at LGW Media Works did an incredible job. And, you know, I wanted to definitely, you know, personally just say thank you for that. You know, I know my email's responses were pretty short when you sent it. I just said sick. But it is just that, man. It's, you know, when you build a car like this and, you know, it's everything that goes into it that is going to change the future. You know, when 2 years from now, 3 years from now, Dan, people will still be looking back to this video that you guys produced at LGW Media Works. And it's still going to create hype. It's still going to create, you know, a lot of emotion for certain people, the fun, the excitement, the people are going to look at it and be like, man, that's insane. So, you know, you've done that and you set a mark on it. You know, and it just looks incredible. Dude, you guys did a killer job. The audio is amazing. It sounds great. The music bed you put down is really aggressive, right on the edge. I love it.
Well, thank you guys. And it's easy for us. We're putting out a great product. You're a great designer. And builder.
That makes it easy for us to look forward to the show.
Be able to tell some of the stories.
Behind the music, if you will, that will really help you connect with people, and that's what it's all about, that's what gets eyes on the screen.
And that tells you what a great production crew we have, Bub, because the one thing that we had to do going into this is I mandated that Dan and Jason and the whole crew over at LGW know that we are a father and son team. Everything we do is to be done together as a team. Mm-hmm. It's not one over the other, and there's no fighting or drama. And they immediately, because they're a very family-oriented production house, recognize the value of what you and I have done against all odds as a father and son team, and they have immediately begun capitalizing it. In fact, they started filming the documentary of the show the day prior.
Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun, you know, filming with the guys, super laid back and
super
just
cool.
I mean, really professional, dude, but just really chill. You know, a lot of people when you go through it, and we've been around it a lot of years,
man.
Doing different pilots and stuff like that and having some fun on Velocity Channel, all the stuff we've already done and all the benchmarks we've already hit. You know, we've been around it, so it makes it a little easier for not only for us from a comfort level,
but for them,
but also for them. You know, you can just kind of mic up and get in your zone and roll with it, man. And, you know, I think that shows, you know, in that video alone, just the, you know, 2.5 minute video that was already shot and produced and is displayed now on YouTube. You guys can get to it by going to youtube.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. If you haven't seen it, it is stupid insane. I mean, the clarity, the quality of what was done, the music, all of it.
So nice, man.
You know, but it was literally, I think all of that was almost one shot.
It was literally just,
you know, hey, give me this. And I mean, they were literally just, you know, just going through and just, you know, shooting, and it was beautiful.
And for Dan, from a production standpoint, that saves cost for him and his whole team because they know we are unscripted. We've never been scripted. They don't have to, they just say, here's the idea, roll.
Yeah.
And they get it the first take, right, Dan?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, and you guys are, right. You know, have a lot of good experience with this. You know, we're glad that you found a good partner to bring it home in a high quality way.
It's just going to be absolutely amazing. And I know, like I say, there is a documentary you guys are putting together. There's so many pieces of the puzzle you're working with, plus all the backstories and the characters that you guys have already got on the storyboard.
Mm-hmm.
The two of you guys have a lot of folks in the shop that are going to have to explore a little bit and lend something to it because you guys have a crazy operation over there in a lot of great ways, but also in literal ways.
How do you like my piloting skills? How did I do as a pilot?
Terrible.
I told Bubba I've never seen an airplane just nose down. It never flew flat. It's straight up and then straight down.
And you know, Dan, that's like his
design level.
Right. I mean, that's the problem. It's like you almost have to, you literally step back and you're like, how did that even happen? Because it's, this plane is designed to fly, right? We're referring to maybe a 3-foot model plane. By the way, when this guy goes out and buys these things, he buys these foam things that come with, you know, the latest and greatest in technology, $200-$300, you know, not expensive because you know they're going to get trashed.
They're self-flying too.
Self-flying. I mean, these things say autocorrect with the gyro that's in them. You know, they keep them leveled out. You know, I'm pretty sure definitely big bold red letters on the side of the box, ages 4+. This guy's got 50 years on that. And for some reason, it took him 4.5 hours to freaking build the thing. You just pop the wing on and stick a battery in it. And let's see, his right motor didn't work, period. There were two motors, one on each wing. So one motor didn't work at all for some reason. And then he just takes it and just tries to throw it and fly it on one motor. I mean, it was the quickest wreck, Dan, I've ever seen in my life.
It was over fast.
I have to admit, Dan, this isn't the first time for him, especially. So we did this a few years back, I'd say maybe 3-4 years ago. Now, keep in mind, this is closer to like a $2,000 plane. Like, this is something I've been working on. I've been building this thing. Of course, I did custom paint on it. I mean, this thing was legit, dude. I could have put this thing in a show. You know the quality of what I built.
Again, auto stabilization, gyros, the whole nine yards.
For sure. I mean, listen, even all the way down to the little model pilot that I put inside of this thing, holding onto the stick, right?
And you made it look like me. That was cool.
For sure. Huge nose on him. So this thing, I get this thing built. I kid you not, Dan, months into this thing, it took me, I don't know. It was like a twin, whatever the new lithium ion battery things were a couple years back.
8,000. Yeah.
I mean, they were coming out with like the strongest batteries, whatever.
Yeah.
So these batteries just alone took like 4 or 5 hours to charge. So I get up one morning and I'm like, man, today's the day we're going to fly this thing. It was like Thanksgiving or something.
You're like
so
a kid on Christmas together. Day. Excited, man.
We're ready to have fun with this thing, dude. The batteries are on charger. I've got standby batteries. I'm thinking I'm going to make a field trip in a day out of this thing, dude. Well, for some reason, we get it all done. We put it in the trunk of the car. We load it up and we decide that we're going to go to a huge open lot so that we can have fun and fly without any problems. So we get in the car, some reason, I don't know what the day was, what the time was, maybe, I have no idea, man, but it was just crazy traffic on the road. So it took us, we were trying to go like 3 miles. This is in Northern Virginia. So 3 miles up there takes you about 45 minutes. So we literally wait in the car, 45 minutes, an hour. We get to our destination. We put the batteries in this thing and literally first flight, I kid you not, dude, I took off. Full throttle. I mean, beautiful lift. The plane came off the ground. It wasn't 100 yards out, dude. I wasn't looking in front of me, like where I was going. I was just kind of watching the plane. So I start going to the left and right into the side of a school.
Yes, you did.
Great building, dude.
But we got back. We got back home and fixed it. Turned around and went right back out because we still had charge on the batteries, right? And then it was. Keep in mind, it was like 3 hours to go 3 miles in Northern Virginia, right? So it was a 6-hour trip just to get to and from, plus a 30-minute repair time, get back up there. Then it was my turn.
Gone.
Done.
I have pieces of this guy literally laying on the ground crying. I thought he was having a heart attack crying because this plane hit the ground like someone had a stick of dynamite in it, dude. Maybe 150 pieces.
Yep. Done, man. Absolutely done, bro. It's just the way it goes. Well, so it's ugly.
This just reminds me never to do anything that I own.
Nothing.
That's what everybody says around here.
Nothing at all. Put this guy in a freaking straitjacket in a padded room and let it rip.
Somehow the padded room always comes out on the bad side of it, right, Dan?
So, I believe that.
Unbelievable. Dan, thank you very much for marrying up with BEM. It's been a long time, a lot of years coming, finding the right production house with the same morals, values, ethical integrity, and outlook and goals that we have been looking for. You guys have huge goals for the digital media platform, which is wide open right now. The network television, it's just incredible, man. And we can't thank you guys enough. Mm-hmm. Dan, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Absolutely. And, thank you, guys. And have a great trip out to Vegas.
Have a great trip out to Vegas.
Thank you. Everybody, make sure that Dan, ladies and gentlemen, Dan from LGW Media Works, our new television production house, make sure we watch the new video. It's incredible. So, Bub, it's going to be a great trip out there. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to get in a lot of trouble along the way. The snowman just wrote in and said, what's up? Good morning, snowman.
Snowman, what up? If you haven't seen it, scroll down after our live stream or, you know, whenever you want to do it, scroll down on our page. look at the latest video that we just put up of the SEMA build, the Mustang. You've been kind of seeing that a little bit behind the scenes because you are family. You've seen that car. Wait till you see the produced, edited video that LGW Media Works put together on that thing. Dude, it is insane. Two and a half minute video. Just, take you over to YouTube.
And they're just top shelf, Bob. Did you see how small the lighting is? But it just casts so much intensity of light using the LEDs, man. And they've got all the latest in 4K equipment, man. I mean, and I can't believe how small the technology's gotten that they're shooting with and the quality that it produces, man. Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible, dude. I mean, the clarity, the quality, everything about it was just awesome.
It's just an amazing, and that was quick. They just threw that together to get us out the door to SEMA without substituting anything.
Yeah.
How about the audio quality of that video?
Insane, dude. I mean, clarity.
And when I was watching it last night, I was sitting there with mom and I was like, it sounds like Bub's standing right here with me. Mm-hmm. Because when they cut away and did a lower floor shot, mm-hmm. you know, they did a lower floor shot. They've got this camera, mm-hmm. a 4G camera, and it moves. It's almost like a pivot and it moves.
Yeah, they're on gimbals.
Like,
yeah.
On gimbals. Yeah. Okay. Gimbals and bits.
Stop it, dude. No. It's just a gimbal.
Is that what you feed your cat? Gimbals and bits?
No, I eat the gimbals.
Jack and Pearl?
Yes.
That's right. But it's crazy because it almost looks automated or mechanical in its nature. Mm-hmm. As they hold this thing, which gives them complete control and move, this thing is like a Rolls Royce emblem. It always stays in a level position. Mm-hmm. So they can move their appendages, their arms up or down like this. And that camera always floats in a straight position, man, and gives you that it's just quality equipment they've invested in.
Yep. Yeah. It's incredible, man. And that, you know, it just shows at the end of the day, you know, after, is that Snowman? Yeah. Hey, Snowman, we fly out on Sunday to head to Vegas for SEMA. We are the feature out at SEMA Precision's booth.
Yeah.
So we will be out there from Monday to Sunday to Friday. So we'll see you the following Monday. Come up the 6th.
Yeah. Yeah. Come up and see that car in person. You thought the Turbonetics concept Camaro was beautiful. I mean, that car is beautiful and almost I'm a GM guy through and through. So is Bub.
Yeah.
But what this Turbonetics, Mustang turned out to be, man. I literally can't find enough, and I'm very good with the written word. I can't find enough words for it.
Yeah, man. And it's, you know, it's exciting, you know, because we've brought something not only from a, you know, just a fun build standpoint, but, you know, all the sponsors out there. I mean, we brought everybody together and I think we've showcased everyone's product really, really well. You know, that's a personal and professional opinion. I truly do think it just came together
we
so strong.
Used all the partners well.
And, you know, it looks really good, man. Starting on the 31st, you guys, if you do have Mustangs, stay tuned. We are going to be selling at a dealer level every one of the parts that is used on this car,
yep.
as well as, you know, moving a, you know, week, 2 weeks down the road from there. If you don't have a Mustang, but you do have a vehicle that these products fit on, for example, Steeda, they offer not only just for Mustangs, but for many other vehicles, CPE, same thing as well. Watson, same thing as well. If you are looking
Borla.
For product for any of these other components, Borla especially,
Morpheus,
reach out
Raps.
To everything you can imagine, the wrap company. I mean, anything you can imagine. Stay tuned to our site. We are doing a vehicle applicator and build sheet, so you guys can go straight there, put in your year, make, model,
American
and
Racing.
You can drop them down, get anything you could ever imagine for your car at a discounted rate. We are doing crazy SEMA specials, so everything will be available directly through bubbasexoticmotorsports.com.
And there will be Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA packages. You have personally sat down and designed several different tiers of package, Bub,
mm-hmm.
For the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports website. So
yeah.
you can buy the whole package. I don't know what the total dollar figure you put on it is.
Well, I'm going to do it variant, you know, because there are guys
Cheers.
Out there. Everybody has
a different,
everybody
budget.
Has different budgets. There's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, for the most, you know, one of our biggest things we're going to be doing, especially for the SEMA build, stay tuned for this on the site, is going to be turbochargers. The point of this car was designed specifically for Precision Engineering and it was built. It looks incredible. I'll tell you what, that thing does exactly what it's marketed to do, the turbocharger housing itself. 2.3 liter EcoBoost from 2015 onwards. So even though this is being released to the mass production right now, this November, it will fit all the way backwards to 2015 with the 2.3 liter EcoBoost motors. This is an out-of-the-box bolt-on item. The dumbest of dumb could probably install this.
Negative. Not at all. Not at all.
Come on.
You still got to be able to
listen,
tune. It may be bolt-on.
It has to be bolt-on. So I'm trying. You have to still give people the
yes,
truth
you,
of what it is. You can take it out of the
box
and bolt it on.
It is bolt-on, but you
got
to tune it. And to put that quality forward, Bub, is different. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these parts don't come finished the way you finished them. However, that's part of the package we will offer.
Right.
Palm Beach Plating will be, you know, powder coating these parts in the colors you want.
Anything you can imagine.
9,000 different colors.
Yeah. So all of these products will be direct bolt on for your car. Nothing you see on the car is not available. It is all ready to go right here through Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. You can place the orders, get them within a couple days, literally of the SEMA show. That is when everything will be up for sale on the site. So stay tuned for it. And again, even all the way down to like the Borla stuff, we are going to be expanding the full Borla product line. So everything can drop ship directly to you. If not in stock here at BEM, we can literally drop ship these things to you from Borla directly, and they will get anything you can imagine. Everything from, you know, just a small mild upgrade on an exhaust. Again, that whole budget deal. If you want just a cat back exhaust, if you want just an axle back exhaust, just mufflers, you know, muffler delete pipes, whatever it is you're looking for, you can start small. You can go all the way. Anything you can imagine. We're going to theme them up, build you guys packages, do them individually. However you want, we'll make sure it's done.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Shannon, our office manager, was on the way out there with our driver last night. She decided she's going to fly out. So she'll probably be flying out sometime midweek, I think, Bub. And people will be able to meet her at SEMA as well.
Yep.
We are a real family. Shannon paid us a real compliment last night. She goes, I never knew family till I knew you guys, man.
Yeah. I mean, we've built a crazy team here, and, you know, it's, everybody has their own style. Everyone works their own way,
yep.
But it shows in the end in the quality of what is produced. And, you know, I had that conversation with a client yesterday. You know, just, you have to just stand back. You have to be patient with Team BEM, but I'll tell you what, man, if you are, your ride is going to come out incredible. There's no arguing that it is. There's nothing.
Robin, how do you feel as our in-house producer? You know, how do you feel? What do you feel the environment is here like this? You're a 30-year retired military man. I'm former military. My dad, my grandfather before me were military. I know a lot about rigidity and structure. But how do you feel about working in this family environment?
As I said last week, I felt very comfortable walking through the door. I remember I walked through the door the first day last week, and Shannon says, hey, Tom Robin's here. And you said, Robin who? And when you saw me, he says, oh, fire that guy.
Didn't even get started.
This is a family atmosphere. I really feel comfortable and stuff.
Right on, man.
For those of you that watched last week, I looked pretty rough. My wife said, I look like a homeless guy, so when cleaned
up. Boosted up a little bit.
You look good, man. You look real good. But you know what? Looks, Bub and I are not people, I think you know, that we don't micromanage. We throw our thoughts out there, and we give our employees the creative workflow, or, you know, ability to work within that realm. We'll give you the idea, and we'll say, take it and do what you want with it.
Well, and that's, you know, that's what I'm saying, too, is, you know, everyone on our entire team is, they're all different in personalities. Everybody's different, you know, but I think our team is, at the end of the day, the end of the job, everything comes together perfect.
Yeah. Shannon is our ride or die girl.
Yeah.
I mean, she is right in there. You're right in there. You know, Kyle, our marketing manager, worked through the night and will be working through tonight to get us up and ready with all the SEMA products. You know, it is for us family, you know, but on the other side, there's a lot of stress in this environment, Robin. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that people don't know. And everybody's very selfish in their needs.
You know, that's what we did the interview with LGW the other day. They asked, you know, what are the upsides? What are the downsides to it? You know, it's what we do is fun. It's fun as balls, man.
What people see we do is fun.
Yeah. It's, you know, the cars, the events, the VIP parties, the, you know, the marketing, the social media, that's all really fun.
The entertainment we love.
You know, building the cars, building insane stuff that just goes out there that, you know, it just puts smiles on people's faces. You know, right. When people kneel down to take photos of your cars, that's a job well done. You know, it's done. And, you know, that happens every time we make an appearance anywhere. The only thing that makes this job not fun is literally the clients. You know, you have people that are either unappreciative, they don't have an understanding of what each job takes, they think everything's just snap your fingers and it's done. And this stuff takes time, man. Even working round the clock on this, you know, the SEMA build, that was 20, 22 hour days.
Every day last week.
You know, it's just, you know, every night I was here till, you know, 2-3 in the morning getting that car done. That takes time, and it just takes, you know, personal dedication and patience. And, you know, there's only so much you can do in a day. You know, you're not a machine, and even machines don't move that fast. You custom order a car from a dealership, it's going to take 6-9 months just to get a car with a custom interior from Mercedes. Mm-hmm. They build these things mass production. You know, you can order in whatever the heck you want. If you want gray suede inserts, they've got to stop that assembly line and throw in a custom upholstery job for your car as it comes down the line. Mm-hmm. We just had our own own family member just did it with a Mercedes. Yep. And it was the same thing, 9-10 month wait just for a different interior color.
So people, please back up and give us some room to breathe. You know, it's a lot of pressure, isn't it, Robin?
There's a lot of moving cogs, but they all click together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of selfish people, aren't there, man?
I've seen in this past week, it's really, you know, it's weird how that works out.
People
are
just selfish,
they're,
man.
They're unhappy one day and the next day
blown
they're like,
away.
Oh, okay, I'm cool.
Yeah, no, yeah. There's almost like everyone's bipolar.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good way to think of
We're
it.
We're working on a Rolls Royce out there that just, I mean, it's been one fight after the other. It came out of Las Vegas Celebrity Cars, and it's just been a nightmare. And the client just...
Well, and you know what's funny is I'm always the one left cleaning up the mess. I didn't build the crap car.
Yeah.
I didn't do the restoration on it. Yeah. I'm here cleaning up the mess, making sure that the client's satisfied when it rolls for me.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you're satisfied with my product, not somebody else's.
Yeah. Exactly, Bubba.
You know, but don't take the frustration of somebody else's crap job out on me because I'm doing a solid job for you.
Yeah, and robots have to shut off and cool down too, man.
Or they just overheat and smoke everywhere.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah. That's what I do. I melt down pretty easy, don't I?
No. No. He's
I'm a pretty aggressive businessman.
He's a big bear.
Yeah, I'm a pretty aggressive guy, man. I go out there and I get the job done, Bub.
That's kind of what I do just in the work.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know,
I don't have time to argue with nonsense. I know the quality of my work. I can honestly stand back and look at myself in the mirror and know what I'm producing. So I have nothing to, there's no argument with a client that's frustrated over something. Listen, dude, you want me to do the job right? Or you want me to freaking slap it together and give you something that sucks? I'm not going to. If you want that, take it down the road.
How about the people who tell you all you want to do is be a celebrity? We've heard that for 10 years.
I've heard that so many times, dude. I don't care.
You know what?
I'm still here doing it. And guess what? I'm here till 2 and 3 in the morning working every night doing stuff on cars that people have no idea that I'm doing.
And by the way, do you enjoy being a celebrity?
No, dude, there's a lot of work with that. So, seriously, there's a lot of work.
There's a lot of work with
it. You get freaking beat your face in because, you know,
yep.
For example, watch. You guarantee it. We can say it now. Even though we put this video out here, we got it the other day. You put these videos out. This is a SEMA 17.
Some cocknock will say something negative.
There's always
going to
be somebody. Yeah, there's always somebody out there that's going to have their opinion of something that's just going to bash you, and then they'll take it and keep sharing it around and then smashing you, and then you'll get a whole group and forum started about smashing you because they don't like the fact that the car is sitting really low on coil springs. They think it'd look cooler on air ride. Well, guess what, dude?
Go F yourself. Build one if you think it's better.
Yep.
You know, go F yourself. Put the technology into it, right?
Yep.
But if you don't have something positive to say, keep your effing mouth shut.
Yep.
Right? Because bottom line is, we are the guys out there that are on television. We are the guys out there with the number one rated shows. We are the guys out there at the autograph table. And if you don't like the fact that we go out there and do a show every day, that's not my problem.
Don't watch mine.
Yeah. Keep your eyes
on
off
the next
mine.
One.
That's right. Go find something else to do. Because the bottom line is, you've never been where we've been. You've never paid the dues to get to where we've gotten to. And you'll never have the balls to stand up and put forth what it takes to get that job done to get to where we are. So do we like being a celebrity? Yeah. Deal with it. Here it is, Bob. I hate people and their negativity, man. I had a client tell me that the other day. If you don't like it, take it down the road. We're the ones at Vegas. We're the ones with the sponsors. We're the ones with the blessings. If you don't like it, take it on down the road.
Yep.
Right, Bob? Don't need to deal with it. But you don't need to bash somebody and beat them up either.
No.
Right?
So let me tell you, let's get off that subject since this guy takes everything into the tank. If you guys haven't seen that video yet, go out to our YouTube channel directly, youtube.com/ Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. It is the latest upload already with over 2,000 views on it in literally 12 hours. It's going incredible. It is literally, that's just from one post. No marketing, no push. That's just where it's reaching already out of the gate. We can't wait to see what this thing does during SEMA. We are going to be doing live streams daily live from our Facebook page there at SEMA. You guys will be seeing celebrity appearances. Again, there's a celebrity thing.
Yep.
You will see
I'm
it.
The
it
one doing the autographs, aren't I, though?
It will be a lot of fun. We will be having a great time out there. Some super cool sponsor displays we've got set up. I mean, just so much stuff that's going to be fun. And just to bring this to the marketplace, so not only from here forward with newest and latest and greatest and products being released on that S550, but also for the prior years of it, you know, because this car was introduced from Ford in 2015. This is a brand new one releasing the latest and greatest. These products will transfer all the way backward to a 2015. No need to go buy a brand new car.
No, there's really not, Bub. Big thank you to Blog Talk Radio, our podcast sponsor, who have been out there taking our back, taking care of us, man, put us on the best platform available. It's just been a good, good, good time. Mark Hoffman said what? 2020 what?
He wants me to be like a 2020 president or something.
Yeah, White House. 90 seconds left. Good morning to the lovely Robin from Miss Outlaw Boutique. How are we today?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing wonderful. A lot of big things going on over at Miss Outlaw Boutique, the boutique of fashion and apparel. You guys have a couple amazing things going on. Share with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Miss Outlaw audience what's taking place over there.
Well, on November 11th, we're having a paint party. And the proceeds are going to the Las Vegas victim. So it's we need you to call in if you're interested in coming.
561-660-6695, ladies and gentlemen, is the number for Miss Outlaw Boutique. Now let's talk a little bit about it. The official name of this event, Robin, is what?
Paint party.
A paint party. And what happens, ladies and gentlemen, is you get to go in and meet with the two outlaws, Robin and Miss Outlaw herself, the owners of Miss Outlaw Boutique, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. What the ladies have done is you get a glass of wine. That glass
hey,
of wine.
Hey,
you, yes, ma'am.
Can I explain it?
Sure, go ahead. Yep, go ahead. You explain it. You've got better details than I do.
Yeah, I think I need to explain it. Anyway, what you do is you come in and we have an instructor who helps you paint your wine glasses. And we have teas and crackers and wines. We have fun and music. And it's a great gift for the holidays if you need to give a gift to someone.
And then the proceeds, the $45 fee to do this, which is very cheap for what you're getting. Once the expenses are paid, the proceeds go to what charity?
It goes to the Las Vegas victims charity.
Right on. That's a very charitable thing. So for $45, you get in the door, you get a glass of wine, you get cheese, you get crackers. I mean, just that alone, Bub, is expensive to do. You know, a glass of wine is $10 out on the economy, plus the cheese and crackers. You're at $20 right there, and you haven't had any fun painting and socializing.
Right. Now, I'm going to, Robin, I think that the way it's set up is, aren't I supposed to show up at like 7 to be laying in the front of the classroom?
No, thank you.
What? Come on. You're the only person that's ever said no.
I'm saying no. I'm your mother-in-law. I don't want to see all that stuff.
Hey, listen, you can face the back of the store. Everybody else wants to see the junk.
How about that? And Robin, let's also talk, if we could, please.
Why don't you wear your Halloween bear costume?
All right, I will.
Yeah, but you just cut out the center section. Robin, can we also talk, please, about not just the wine glass painting party, but let's talk about those phenomenal gift baskets. And as a precursor, you have a very strong background. Not only do you have a master's degree in skincare, but you have a very strong background as well in the retail environment. You owned a very successful lingerie store. So you bring forth quality, class, and things like that. So now let's move into the gift baskets that Miss Outlaw Boutique will be selling for the holidays and throughout the year. Talk about those.
Yeah, we have some lovely gift baskets that are great hostess gifts or secretary's gifts. They got skincare products in it. They got bath products in it. So,
really cool stuff.
They're very pretty. They're made up really nice too.
And you personally designed these. They're wicker baskets with like great, I mean, really neat. It's hard to describe. If you go to Miss Outlaw Boutique, you'll see pictures of the baskets. They're not available online. These are only for walk-in clients at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. But you will see these baskets with these great wicker-esque style animals on them, rabbits, and very, very festive and fun things. They're very colorful. You know, they're in their natural colors. It's very, very well done, very well crafted, right? And there are different baskets at varying prices, small to large, and Robin brings forth her very, you know, thorough experience in skincare and like that. And they're the best of products, dermatological products and brushes and face masks, all
well,
of them.
I made,
everything's
well, I
in
made, them. I made the best. I made the other for traveling. For traveling.
So can you skip through the woods with a red cape on?
Little Red Riding Hood, here she comes.
Yes,
looking for the big bad wolf.
Yes, usually you are. Uh-huh. I'm not even going to go there, ladies and gentlemen. So you can get these wonderful gift baskets at Miss Outlaw, but those are not on available online. Am I correct?
No, they're not online. Uh-huh.
Okay, so those are walk-in customers only. And those are currently on sale at Miss Outlaw Boutique today, right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, the lovely Robin and Layla. If you haven't seen them in person, you've seen Layla in many, many, many magazines throughout her very successful modeling career. Her and Robin are the owners of Miss Outlaw Boutique, title sponsor here. They're the best of the best, great personalities, beautiful women, and a super, super fun environment, especially boys. Go down there and get your girls' clothing, and very boutique-esque, very fashion-sensible. Better prices than even places like TJ Maxx. Great stuff, top shelf, just a good place, good environment, fun vibes, happiness, joy. It's a really cool place.
Well, you guys have a good time in SEMA, and good luck with everything. I know you don't need it because that car is gorgeous.
Well, thank you. And I think the Outlaw are going up and taking a break to do a bunch of haunted houses up there at our good friend's backyard, Mr. Paul Sr., from where you are originally from. In fact, a lot of people don't know that the house that your grandmother partially raised you in is right across the street on 17K from OCC headquarters. It still resides there. And as a little girl, you used to ride horses through that field.
Yes, that's right. We did.
Pretty fun stuff, isn't it? Small world out there.
So we're gonna bring back some applesauce and candy apples.
Just don't throw them at OCC headquarters.
Nah, they're nice guys.
They, you darn right they are. They,
we
that
got
is a
enough
good
haters
group of
out
people.
There.
Right on. Yeah, I say that in the best of light. The Tuttles are just an amazing group, aren't they, babe? I mean, they're just an amazing group of people.
They are, from what I've met of them.
They're really nice guys.
They super are. Senior, you know, through it all, you, as you know, Senior and I talk back and forth all the time, even when you say put your phone down. And, you know, he, despite as the media and Pilgrim TV trying to depict him as such a hard guy, he's a man with an incredibly soft, gentle heart, much like I am.
That's right. You're talking about yourself there now, too.
There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.
Robin, you have a wonderful day there at Miss Outlaw.
Your car looks beautiful, Bubba.
Thank you.
Miss Outlaw Boutique, the one and only Robin and Miss Layla. The Outlaw is loose in Abacoa, 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108, ladies and gentlemen. Call them today, 561-660-6695. Limited spaces left on the painting spots for your wine glasses, correct?
Yep.
And that's it. She's gone. Ladies and gentlemen, we ran over a little bit, but Miss Outlaw was on the phone with us. It's a great time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank everybody, all of our sponsors today as we roll out of this, Bubba. I'm going to run down the list one more time. I don't care if we're over a little bit on the show. Doesn't matter to me. Let's get through the sponsor deck one more time. I mean, Bub, we couldn't have done it without all of the people that were involved with this, all of the great people who helped us out with this, Bub.
This guy's terrible with time. I want everyone to know.
I don't care about
freaking
time,
terrible,
Bub.
Dude.
What do we care, man? What do we care? This is a very special edition. CPE, thank you guys very much out there. Bub, big shout out to who over at CPE?
CPE, let's see here. Who do we have at CPE? Wait for it. Hold on. Blank.
Bub.
I'm telling you, I got nothing right now.
Reggie over at Turbinetics and Precision Turbo. And who's the other gal over there?
Julie
over there. That's correct. Steeda Motorsports, Glenn Vital. Thank you so much, man. American Racing, Kenny Ledsam. You're the best, man. Many, 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 many years together over there. Palm Beach Lading, Pat, get out of the tree. Leave the deer alone. Thank you so much, brothers. Thank you. Duraflex, Carbon Creations and Extreme Dimensions. Sam Piazza over there. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job, man. Watson Racing, the amazing JP. JP over at Watson Racing, thank you so much. Stephen Liu, Gregory Ortega, Dave Myers, Nitto Tires, thank you so much. Our family friends, Jeff and Jesse at Morpheus, Undercover Wraps and Tent, thank you so much, man. Lisa over at Borla Exhaust, David at Borla Exhaust, thank you. We'll see you guys out there at SEMA along with everybody else. Diode Dynamics, the amazing Nick and Tara over there, Bub.
Yep.
How about it, man?
Yeah, man, incredible, dude.
CPE, great guys over there, man. That intercooler assembly they put on that car is crazy, isn't it, man?
Insane, dude. Insane.
Ladies and gentlemen, until Monday when we will be coming to you live from Las Vegas, we wish you a very, very, very happy, happy weekend. And good morning to Clark Kent out there, who is down visiting us from Boston, Massachusetts. Clark, we know you'll be wearing your Superman outfit tonight at the 70s party at Jumbie Bay. Unfortunately, we won't be getting together with you. We love you, Clark. You're very much a special part of our family, our house. Your brother is my best friend in the world, and we love all of you guys to death. But until Monday, when we see you live from Las Vegas,
just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today, everybody. Open the door for somebody whose hands are full. Shoe somebody who's got holes in their feet, or feed somebody McDonald's if they're hungry right there on the corner, man. Until Monday, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for bringing us into your life. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your life. Let's just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba Style.
Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost a sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.